Good afternoon, everyone. It's 1:30. We're live. It is time for Brewing Faith. I'm at the controls. I'm pushing buttons. I felt like one of the little kids with the FaceTime. I almost pushed the wrong button. I was pushing for the button to turn off the music, and I almost turned off the record button of our broadcast today. But we are excited to be on Brewing Faith. It's Wednesday, and again, we are broadcasting Wednesday, Thursday, Friday now instead of Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I know you all know that, but just a reminder. I don't think I have put that on our broadcast yet, but I have mentioned it several times. So today is the first day of our broadcast. We have three students that are all done with their schoolwork today. Who are they? Who's done? What's your name? Mariah is done. And what's your name?
Josie
is done. And then what's your name?
Noah
is done. We've got three students done with their goals today. And Pastor got to learn about science today. And Josie helped me learn about science. And we got to clean up the ditch today. Mariah, did you clean up the ditch today? Good job. And Noah didn't do any work, but he was supervisor. Or did you do some work? He's looking at me like, what? Yeah, Noah did a little bit of work. No, Mariah and Noah worked very hard. So I think I only have two scriptures and I got three students, so they might have to fight over who gets to read our scriptures today. So if you might have saw earlier, my title for Brewing Faith today is Violence. And then I could ask the question, I should have my boxing glove up here, Mariah. Violence. No, Josie is going to go grab my boxing glove. Boom, boom, boom. So our title today is Violence. I started to put my title as, is violence a good thing? I was thinking of another title for with violence, but I thought, people might like, what do you mean is violence a good thing? But actually, Mariah, we're going to look in the scripture and we could ask that question today. Is violence a good thing? Who else is up here? Nehemiah's here?
Garrett.
Brother Garrett is up here. Oh, Felicity. Oh, we're getting lots of people coming in for Brewing Faith today. So we're going to be talking about violence. Is violence a good thing? We can look at the scripture. We can look at the scripture here. But I'm going to tell a story first, okay? Let's read the scripture. We'll read the scripture and then we'll tell the story. Then we'll read another scripture. Josie, you can come read. I'll have another verse for Mariah in a second here. Josie, read real loud Matthew chapter 11 and verse number 12.
And for the days...
From the days?
From the days of John the
Baptist.
Until now, the kingdom of heaven
suffereth
violence, and the violence
take it
by force.
And the violent take it by force. Amen. I think I got something else playing here. Maybe not. I thought I heard something else. I don't know. Maybe it's just the voices in my head. I heard something else playing. So Josie read, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violent, and the violent take it by force. So the Bible, Mariah, talks about violence. So, but most of the time, we don't like violence, right? We don't like violence. So what is the scripture talking about? I'm going to tell a story here, and this is not a Bible story today, but this is one of Pastor's stories I heard from the sports world. But it was this coach is telling this. He coached in the professional. He was a professional coach. And Noah, he was talking about coaching players that were babies. And he was talking about these players that make millions of dollars. They make millions of dollars and they want to be treated like coddled, just be treated like babysit these kids. And he And this coach was saying he'd get irritated with these players that make millions of dollars and think the world owes them everything. And so he was telling a story about he had this one particular player who was a very sought-after player out of college, very, very skilled, but he did not have very much drive. And so he is in the he's playing professional basketball, but he is he's not, Brother Garrett, he's not living up to his potential. And the coach would tell it this way, like before a game, he would sit and read a newspaper. If they lost the game, he would like chill out. It's like no big deal. I don't care. We lost the game. Well, so it would just irritate this coach. I mean, because he was very talented. Noah, he was like one of his best basketball players. But it's like he didn't care whether he won or lost. Well, so they were in the playoffs, and he was a center, big tall guy, close to 7 foot tall, and he's playing against a Hall of Famer. I mean, you know, it's like I'm going to play against, thank you, Felicity's handing me stuff. So he's playing against one of the best players, and the coach is trying to motivate him to play his best. Well, they lost the first two games in the playoffs. And then the third game, they almost won. They were real close to winning, Mariah. But right at the end, this really talented basketball player that, you know, just read the newspaper, you know, chill out. And he didn't really care whether he won or lost. Well, he made some mistakes at the end of the game against this Hall of Famer that cost them the game. And the coach was trying after the game, so they were down 3-0 now, and you only lose if you lose 4, you're out of the playoffs. And so he's trying to motivate him, like we almost won this game, and if you wouldn't have made these mistakes, and trying to help this kid, and this guy is like reading the newspaper or whatever, like no big deal, we lost the game. And then he made a statement to the coach. He said, "Coach," he said, "we're not as good as they are anyway. We can't beat them." And the coach was mad. He got very upset. He's like, "What do you mean? We're trying to win in the playoffs." And he was mad. He was steaming. This coach was steaming mad. And so everybody was showering. They were leaving the locker room. And the coach, Mariah, was the last one in the locker room. He was in the locker room all by himself. Everybody had left, and he had showered, and he had changed clothes, and he was getting ready to leave. And Noah, he got mad, and he looked at the locker of this kid that was like really talented. That told his coach, "I don't, we can't win this game anyway." And he looked at his locker, and he started getting mad. And nobody else was in the locker. You know what he did, Noah? He took the guy's nameplate. The guy's name was Joe Barry Carroll. He took his nameplate over his locker, and he busted it in two. And then he took his locker. All of his stuff was in his locker. He just started ripping. He started ripping all the stuff out of the guy's locker. Took everything in the locker. Just threw it out. Just emptied the guy's locker out. Just threw stuff all over. And he's mad. Then he left the locker room. Just left the guy's stuff laying all over. Left his nameplate. He had broke it. And he said, "I don't know if that was a good tactic or not." He said, "But I wanted that guy to know when he came." He said they came to practice that next day. He said, and all the stuff was still laying there, the broken nameplate and everything. And he said, "I wanted that guy to know if he didn't care whether we won or not, I wanted him to know that I cared." He said, "I wanted him to know that I cared." So it was probably a shock, this guy, when he comes back the next day and his nameplate's broke and all his stuff thrown out of his locker and everything. So this coach was like, "I really care whether we win or not." You know what? We are talking about life and living for God. And we can ask the question, is violence a good thing? Well, who read it? Josie, did you read it? It says, The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. I'm telling you, this world, it's a uphill stream living for God. This world, it's an easy flow. It says broad is the way to destruction. It's easy to not live for God. But you know what? To live, I'm going to be violent in my walk with God. I'm going to make it. Devil, you're not going to stop me. Mariah, we're going to take the boxing glove. And we care. We care whether or not we make it. I think of a hike we went on last week. And we went up to the top of Mount Lemmon. And that's probably a bad idea. We should have, there was all kinds of, Noah, we passed up all kinds of hikes on the way up this mountain, but we wanted to drive to the top of the mountain and then go hiking. Well, if you go to the top of the mountain, all your hikes go downhill. Well, guess what? If you go downhill, you have to come back up. And it's a whole lot easier to go up at the start of your hike and then go down at the end of your hike. So, but that's kind of the way it's easy to not live for God. But the kingdom of heaven suffereth violent, and the violent take it by force. Do I care? Yes, I care whether I make it. I care whether or not I live for God. And that's what this deal with, I'll talk about prayer for a moment. We're praying this week. You know what? It's easy to not pray. It's easy to be passive in prayer. But I believe in the spirit world, we have to get aggressive. And I know we're not every time that we're praying, we're like, yeah, you know, and screaming and hollering. But you know what? There does need to be something deep where we go, where we fight against the flow that is coming against the church, that is coming against you walking with God. I know I got a lot of things to say today, but I really feel this in me. I was and several of the school kids have been praying, and there was a school kid in before school this morning, and he stopped me. He stopped me as we were praying in the sanctuary, and he said, "Pastor, if I pray 5 more minutes or 8 more minutes," he said, "I'll have prayed 50 minutes today." You know what? That put that put tears on my face. Because you know what? Brother Garrett, I already knew what I was teaching for Brewing Faith today. And you know what I thought of, Josie, when I thought of that? I thought, that's violence. And that school kid said, "I've never prayed 50 minutes in one day." Yeah. That's the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. You know what? I'm going to be violent in my walk with God. I feel like that coach. I'm going to break the nameplate. I'm going to empty. I want everybody to know I am serious about making it. Man, I'm stirred up today. Amen. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. The violent take it by force. I made up in my mind, I'm going to punch the devil in the face every day. Amen. I'm not going to punch Noah in the face every day. I'm going to punch the devil in the face every day. That's Noah. You got to punch the devil in the face every day. I need one more reader today. Okay, Mariah's going to come read. So I'll give you one more scripture about this. Man, I'm going to make it. I don't know. I feel like I'm preaching today, but that's okay. We're going to empty out the locker. You know what? And I'll say this, that coach emptying out the locker, breaking the nameplate. He said, "I want those kids to know, I want that guy to know that I cared about us winning or losing." You know what? I'll say this with that school kid praying 50 minutes before school today, that sometimes with things that are important in life, things that, can I say, backslidden kids, situations that, man, are difficult. You know what? I've got to get serious about it. I've got to get serious about reaching the lost. That's what, you know, I, 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 I'm, I want my siblings to make it. I want my children to make it. You know what? And you know, I can say it this way this morning, this afternoon. Even if my children are living for God, like, you know what, God, I want to fight every devil that comes against my family. I'm going to fight every devil that comes against my children. Amen. Get violent. I'm gonna be serious. I go to prayer, and you know what? I might not be hollering, but I'm gonna get deep. And sometimes, like I said, the scripture the other night, I believe it's Isaiah chapter 66, that says, "When Zion travails, children are born." There's a birth that takes place when Zion travails. You know what? That's violence. When there's birth that happens, it's violent. There is some noise that goes on. Mariah, you ready to read? Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and 10. We got to have something applicable to you students, right? We got to have something applicable to doing schoolwork tomorrow, right? Okay, verse 10. Whatsoever
thy hand findeth to do it with thy might. For there is no work nor
device.
Nor knowledge, nor wisdom in
the grave,
whither thou goest.
Whatsoever, good job reading, Mariah. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. And it says there's no work, device, knowledge. When you're dead, you know what that verse is saying, Noah? When you're dead, it don't do you no good. So while I'm alive, I'm going to do it with everything that I've got. Sometimes I'm going to win at lightning, Noah. Sometimes I'm going to lose at lightning. And when you're smaller than everybody, you lose more than you win. But you know what? I'm going to keep on playing because someday I am going to win. Right? Whatsoever thy hand finds to do it with thy might. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violent, and the violent take it by force. I've already went 20 minutes today, but I've stirred up about this. Amen. I'm going to make it. Let's be violent in our prayer. Let's be violent in our petitions. Things that we know that God desires. Not my desires. Things that I know God desires. God desires revival. God desires for everyone to be saved. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violent, and the violent take it by force. I'm going to close with a different song today. I hope this works. But it's a song I'm wanting to sing for church. I want Sister Pearson to sing this song, but I just like it. Amen. God is a great God today. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow. We do have broadcast 1:30 Thursday and Friday. God bless you all.
Anybody knows about the love of Jesus?